We are up to what we're going to do as the final share in the sugya of Meiser. And the shaila that we're going to deal with is the very unfortunate shaila that could happen when somebody does something and he uses another yid as a scapegoat. And now the government, or even if he didn't beferish use the other yid as a scapegoat, but the government or whoever it is has an easier time going after the little guy, and they basically are blaming one person for the crime of another, or based on the actions of one person they are putting a different person in trouble. So the issue here is like this. Till now we were talking about Mesira in the context of I'm coming out of the blue and I'm going to say, hey, this guy did something, right? The government wants some money. Go get the money from there. So we said that that's usur. You lose your olam haba. You have to pay damages. You know, difference if it's ba'ines, it's biyadayim. Those are all the halachas we discussed. But this shaila is a much more chomer dika shaila. Because here, the person himself, got himself into trouble. Because he caused it upon himself. So let's imagine you have an example that... What? The shaila is basically when the person that you're being meiser, the reason why... And here's coming in. Yossi, we're repeating the shaila. We're going to repeat the shaila now. Listen carefully. The shaila is when the mesira that's happening is because you're trying to protect yourself from something that guy put you into the danger to begin with, right? Example.
Someone goes to
government. No, let's say more than that. I have a business. This happened to someone here in Miami. I have a business, and I'm buying real estate, and I have investors. Fine. FBI, someone tracks some of the money from my investors is trefa geld. Is money from some trefa. So they closed down my entire business, and they closed down my whole operation, and they want information from me. When did they give you the money? Who gave you that money? This is coming from these transfers. They can't pinpoint with the information they have anything about the original investor.
Don't want to get the big fish.
But they want to get the big fish, but they got you now. Why do they have you? I don't know why they have you. I don't know why they can more easily get you than the big guy. But the only way they're going to get to the big guy is through you. But the MS is that the big guy did it, not me. So I'm being put now in trouble because of him. So is there any difference in Mesira when the Mesira that you're doing is because the other guy is putting you into danger? It's his fault. You're just telling the government, it's not me, it's him. So in other words, are you allowed to do Mesira in such a case? Okay?
Whereas you didn't initiate it to your assistant.
You're not initiating it. And more than that, it's really, he's putting you into that matzav. It's really because he put you into that matzav. That's what we're talking about. You're going to get locked up, and the way that you get not locked up is by telling them it's not me, it's him. Look, as far as we know, you have trefa geld. You have dirty money in your business. So we're putting you behind bars. No, I have dirty money. I got it from that guy. I didn't even know what that guy does. He just is an investor of mine. He gave me the money. And they track the deal. Go figure out from him where he got it from. Okay, so give us information. So you're gonna make you're gonna put the other guy behind bars. So can you put the other guy behind bars to protect yourself from going behind bars for a crime that he taka did? This is the chomer dika shaila that we're talking about. Okay, this is the So it's a very different shaila than what we discussed till now. Very chomer dika shaila. Okay? So here, there's papers over here. It could be jail, it could be life and death. It could be jail, it could be life and death.
For
white collar crime?
Whatever the case is, whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be, okay? So again, the shaila is mesira in a case where you're protecting yourself from a crime that you're being blamed for when really someone else did it. And you want to be able to tell the government, it's not me, it's him.
Yeah, but if you don't tell the government, then he's going to get other people in trouble trying to launder his money now.
No, okay, so we already said that. We already said that. That's correct. We already discussed that a few weeks ago in the halach of Ziyufim. If there's somebody that's a forger, a guy that does forgeries, and the Gemara said, and we paskined already that shaila, that if he's a roidef, he's literally going to continue putting people in danger, then you're allowed to tell the government to protect other people. In this case, we're not talking about that anymore. The guy's already ran away. He's in China somewhere. He ran away. He's not around.
Well, if he's not around, he's not
going to
get punished in the short
run. No, he's away because no one knows where he is. I know where he is. Right?
But he puts all your investors at risk.
He put a lot of people in trouble. But does that mean that we're allowed to save you a copy? Does that mean that we're allowed to be master of the guy? Okay? The very unfortunate Chomer de Kashayla, the shayla we discussed when you're mastering someone that didn't do the crime. The guy that didn't do it, can he master on the guy that did it? Okay? So let's break it up into three cases. We'll break it up into two main cases and break it down like that. The first category is when the guy who did the crime is actually chayiv al pi din Torah to pay the money that he's being accused of. So for example, very simple, right? A guy, let's say for example, someone did tax fraud. They're going to come and get the accountant in trouble. So the accountant is like, I don't know, I just took the number, I just took the information I was given. I didn't realize. Well, right now it's under your name, this tax case. You give us information, we'll go after the other guy. I don't know if that's a good example, but just for argument's sake. So there, where the person that the accountant, the client that he's going to be masering, is actually chayiv to pay that money, even if al pi din you are allowed to hafkas alva, you're not allowed to do hafkas alva, you have to pay. Lemaisa, he owes the money. The yid owes the money to the taxes. And kipshuto, he has to pay it also, believe it or not. So, that is, he owes the money and he has to pay the money and he's trying to get away with avoiding to pay a chayiv that he has to pay. So then it's pashut that since he's putting you in danger, you're not mechayiv to go suffer to protect him from doing something he has to do anyway. So the Masira in that case is mutter. That's case number one. Case number one is when he's putting you in danger, but he's putting you in danger for something that he has to do, and therefore you're not mechayiv to protect him, to help him avoid a chayiv that he has to pay. Even though we paskin, technically hafkas halva of a guy, maybe mutter, but paying taxes you're chayiv, and hafkas halva anyway, even if it's mutter, but he owes the money. So therefore it's poshut in that case, everyone agrees that he's chayiv. Now, that would only be, like you said, pashtus limited to payment, right? Because al pi din Torah, once it's going to get into criminal, it's going to be hard to find a source that in din Torah, he's going to have to be mechuyev of the criminal penalty sentence that they're going to put on him, that's shaykh to him in Dine Torah. But if you avoid criminal, if it's fines or it's payment, fines also is a little tricky. So there's going to be fines, because he doesn't owe the fines. But if it's money that he owes, then you're allowed to master it. Second case. Let's say he does not owe it, the other case, which is the extreme, is that they're making stuff up. They're pushing, making stuff up, and they want you to help them. They want you to help them get the big guy, but the big guy also didn't do anything wrong. They're just getting it on a technicality or something, and they want to make the guy into a carbon. Right? But he really didn't do anything wrong. But they want the Reish HaKol. Why do they want the Reish HaKol? Because it's going to make a big splash, and it's going to make a big deal, and they want you to help get someone that really didn't do anything wrong. Then it's Pashut, it's Aser. Because it's not his fault. It has nothing to do with him. And we're going to learn the Gemara that tells us that. But then it's Aser. So even though, because they want him, they're putting you in danger, but since he didn't do anything wrong either, So it's not his fault more than your fault. So even though the reason they're putting you in danger and they're harassing you is because they think through you they can get something on him, but he's also not really guilty, then you're not allowed to master that guy.
Well, how are you mastering him if he didn't do anything?
They can get him on a technicality or on something like this, whatever, but something everyone else was doing also. I don't know. It's nothing that really deserves whatever they're going to end up. Right, or what happens a lot of times, they'll get the guy, they'll go through 10 years of an FBI investigation, they're gonna drive the guy nuts, they're gonna make him close his business, and then, oh yeah, we made a mistake, sorry, it was someone, you know, we're talking nothing here. And they knew that in the first place. So in that case you were not allowed to be an assistant on that. Okay. Also, you're thinking in today's wonderful, just moral legal system that obviously they'll never do anything to anybody that's not guilty, right? But in olden days, that was not necessarily the case. They'd just do whatever they want to anybody.
Still today.
We don't want to say that. Yeah, you said it, not me. Okay. So. The case that's a huge machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Bach, and obviously if it's a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Bach, there's a lot of other achronim in the ring also at this. But there's a major machlokes, and it's probably the most common case, which is when the person did a crime, and he's going to get punished with the punishment that is paskin and an appropriate sentence, a pidina de malchusa. He violated the law, and for violating the law, there is such and such consequence. However, a pidin Torah, he didn't do anything wrong. There's no din Torah about this, and it's surely the sentence is not appropriate to what, according to din Torah, he's chayev. B'chi hai gavna, are you allowed to be masering him? And this is probably the most common case, right? They're accusing someone of a jail crime, of a crime that would be, subject...
Tax evasion.
Well, some sort of... Well, tax, maybe you're chayev al pi... Well, you're saying you're not... But the punishment is not right. Right. And some sort of federal offense, which is going to get a serious punishment, and al pi din Torah, he doesn't deserve that punishment. So it's not just they're going to make him pay. If they make him pay and he deserves to pay, we discussed that already. So this is case number, we're calling it case number 3. I would say in the Seder, it's really case number 2. That's the machlokes. Case number 1, when he's chayav, even al pi din Torah to pay, and he's putting you in danger, maser him. No problem. It's not a geschmack, but you're allowed to. Case number 3, he's not chayav at all. He didn't do anything wrong, even al pi din de machusa, really. It's just that they're trying to, you know, so you can't give him in. It's not it. The case number 2, which is a middle case, where he didn't do anything wrong, apidin Torah, but he did do something wrong, apidin de machusa, and because of what he did wrong, he's endangering you. Right? So, mortgage stuff or fraud or any sort of things which, you know, it's not necessarily an avera pidine Torah, and the punishment, the consequences, more. What do you do in that in such a case? So this is a machlokes between the Bach and the Chazon Ish, like I said, and I give you the tshuva in the Bach. Beautiful tshuva. By the way, this is printed by Zichron Aaron of our friend Rabbi Blyer. Yeah. This is in the tshuvas of Bach. You try to read the old tshuvas of Bach, you wouldn't make it through the first
that's
five sentences.
Yeah,
it's beautiful print. So. Tshuva mem gimel in the Bach. Here's the shaila. Al dvar alilois sheker shehelilu beir kalish. There's a city called Kalish. Al Yehudi echad bedvar pesel shalem v'tafsu. Apparently, there was a guy that took a that did some sort of offense regarding their avodah zarah. What was the offense? It seems like he stole some sort of avodah zarah from a public place. And when I was growing up, there was a yid. His name was Rabbi Dickstein. I don't know if he's related to you. So, what? No. So, anyway, he's a big Talmud Chacham, and he was in the hospital. The name of the hospital is Holy Cross Hospital. So, he's in the hospital, and he was uncomfortable that there was a cross on the wall. and he wants to daven, so he goes up to the wall, takes it off so he can start davening. And as he's taking it off, the nurse walks in. She says, "Rabbi, I'm sorry, but you can't have that." So apparently this guy was being accused of stealing some sort of pesel, of stealing the avodah zarah. So he says, "Bedvar pesel shalem v'tafsu." Elamaisa, based on the crime that this person did, he was chayv misa. Okay. Lamaisa said they takag had him, and he was being in the middle of the city. And he was moisa, and he died, and he was killed. They grabbed the guy, they took him in front of everybody. Now, Lamaisa, he had it, apparently. He had his wallet with him, he had some sort of bag with him as he was being grabbed out of his house. And as he's being grabbed in front of the house, what happened? V'shosho yilichu likach kisoi masru lebnei bris shai b'soich hasifas hagoyim rabim v'shosho holichosoi v'yusham chomei v'gisoi. Basically, what happened was, on his way out, as he's being taken, he took the bag and he gave it over to another guy in the community, and that guy ran. Now, they finish with this guy. The government finishes killing the first guy. And then they come back to the community and they're like, okay, so give it back to us now. In the meantime, what happened? There was another guy that was there at the time, and he took it from the first guy and he ran. But they don't know who had it now. So they basically, what they say? They say, you better give it back to us now. And if you don't give it back to us now, we are going to take some sort of retribution from the entire community, from the Rosh Ha'akol. The case is clear? So the first person who stole it got killed. The second guy was the Goyim Minaganev, whatever. He took it from the first person in front of the whole, it was a public. He took it, ran, and they don't know who took it. It was a whole scene, a Bahala, a lot of people there. He took it and ran. They didn't want to give it back to them for some whatever reason. The bottom line, V'nitman Yehudi, if they bring the second ganev or the second person, lemishpat shemachas v'shalom yaviyuhu lidei inuyim shelo kifi adin, they're going to punish him more than what he deserves. V'chasher also v'psak zeh shepasku al hakol kelfi daseim v'nimuseim lo yischayvu hakol lemishpat v'kivin dera'inu sho'isen kifi retzoinam shelo kedas ikas sakanas nefashos. What do we do? There's a possibility of sakanas nefashos on the second person, but the entire community is going to suffer if we don't give him in. So the Bach brings in famous Yerushalmi. But let's go just through the basics of the Yerushalmi. There's a Mishnah, Soif, Shaninu, Soif, Perek, Ches, the Mesechtes Trumas. V'chein Nashim Sha'amu Lahem Goyim. What if Goyim come to a community and they say to a group of women, give us one of you, and we will take one, and if not, we are going to go and violate all the women. We're going to take everybody. So they say they shouldn't give in one, even at the expense of them going and taking all of them. Yerushalmi adds, that's about a case of arayas, of znos. They want to go be ma'anis, the woman. What about in a case of life and death? So be Yerushalmi l'shom hachi, siyas b'nei adam. There is a group of people, goyim. Shayu mahalchim b'dat. No, Jews were walking. Upogu lam goyim v'amru. Tina lanu echad mikem v'naharoy goysoi. Give us one person and we'll kill him. V'imlav hare anu hargim es kulchem. If not, we're going to kill the group. Hand over one person, and if you don't hand over one person, we're going to kill the entire group. Afilu kulam neragim. Even if the whole group will get killed, eina moistrim nefesh achos mishal. We cannot be involved in handing over one yid, and therefore we have to just be passive. Sheval tase, because ritzicha is from the three averes chamuris of yeharig val yavar. Nothing we can do about it. So we just sit there. However, here's the knach yichdu lahem echad. If they specifically said, hey, we want you, we want Reuven. There's a group of 20 people. They come and say, we want Reuven. And if you don't give us Reuven, then we're going to kill the whole group. Since at that point, it's Reuven is the one that's putting the rest of the group in danger, says the Gemara, you're allowed to give over Reuven to protect the other 19 people. Because they specifically asked for Reuven. However, says the Yerushalmi, it has to be like Sheva ben Bichri. So the Gemara wants to know, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what's the Yushalmi saying? It's like Sheva bin Bichri. What do you want with that mashal? So Amar Reish Lakish, V'hu shechayiv misa k'sheva bin Bichri. Rabbi Yochanan says, Avabu she'enu chayiv misa k'sheva bin Bichri. This is a Machlokes here. Reish Lakish says that it's only permitted to give over Reuven if Reuven is actually chayiv misa. If Reuven is chayiv misa, so he did something wrong, and they actually want to go ahead and punish Reuven for what he did wrong, you're allowed to give Reuven. But if Reuven's not chayiv misa, they happen to come and pick him for whatever reason, then it's chazer the din that you're not allowed to give him over. The din goes back to the regular din that you're not allowed to give him over. So now, how do we paskin? There's a whole arichas avis here in the Bach, and this is a tesefta, but bottom line is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish? Does he have to be chayiv misa, or even if he's not chayiv misa? So b'derech klal we paskin like Reish Lakish versus Rabbi Yochanan. No, b'derech klal Rabbi Yochanan, except for the three cases over there. But there's a Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Reish Lakish in this case. The question why? Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. I am. If you'll go in the bottom corner paragraph, Achin Rambam Parakei Mehilchis Yisoy De'atar Pasak Biyichdu Im Hu Mechuyev Misa Kesheva Ben Mirchu Yitnu Yisoy Lahem Ve'ein Moirin Lahem Kein Lechatchilo. So Rambam says two things. Vim Einu Chai Misa Yargu Kulam Va'al Yimosu Nefeshach Misa. So the Rambam, in order to be allowed to give over somebody, he has to be A Yichdu. It has to be that the Goyim asked for him, and it has to be that he's Chai Misa. If they ask for him and he's chayiv misa, then they can give him over, otherwise not. And even then, the Rambam says, v'ein moirin kein lechatchila. So the Bach is bothered, but why can't you do this lechatchila? What do you mean lechatchila? No one's lechatchila right now. I mean, the goyim are here. So he says it's a bad simon min hashamayim, and he brings the whole Yerushalmi there with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it's actually interesting. The next page, you have the page Tzadi Dalad there? Yeah, but Agois.
Yeah.
So the next page is Agois Maimini, right? There's an underline there, the column.
Yeah.
So the Agois Maimini is coming to explain why is it not Lechatchila? What's not Lechatchila about it? But before we get to that, so just the halacha is, according to the Rambam, that you're only allowed to give someone over who's Chayiv Misa. And the Goyim ask for him. So the Gemara asking for him and his chayiv misa, you're allowed to give it over. Zokta gois ma'amini. Why is this not lechatchila?
Whether or not we could give him over, would that be the same whether he could give himself over? And if we're not allowed to give him over, then is he not allowed to come forward himself? Is that the same thing or two different things? In this case over here, we're saying we're not allowed to give him up. Would he be allowed to, or any of the cases where they said any woman or all of them or one person will kill him? Will one person be able to say,
oh,
take me?
So in the case where they're not asking for anyone specific, Mistama not, if they're asking for someone specific and he's not Chayiv Misa, so is he allowed?
What if the person's Chayiv Misa but they're not asking for
him? No, it has to be Yichdu and Chayiv Misa.
Also, in our case, they don't know who took it. Is that a difference when they're saying, give me Reuven, or they're saying, find us the guy that took it, we want him?
Yeah, so the Bach is going to say it's the same. It's a good question. I would say that he's not allowed to give himself over either, but I don't know. Hagoyz Maimini, Nira de Maram, Hevi Raya Lepsaka Rambam, Dalacha Kirish Lokesh, Me'uvda de Isa B'Yushalmi, Ula ben Keshev, Tava'ate Malchusa. There was a person, Ula ben Keshev, the Malchus wanted him. Arak, he ran away. Va'ozale Lelud, Legabi Rabbi Shuben Levi. He went to Rabbi Shuben Levi's home. Otun ve'akfen medinta. Now everyone came and they came surrounding the Medina, looking for this guy. Amrin lohin in les atun yahavin le lan. If you do not give him to us, anan machriven medinta, we will destroy your city. Solik gaber Rabbi Shuben Levi. Rabbi Shuben Levi went out. Upayisu ve'yahavi le, and Rabbi Shuben Levi gave over the guy. So this guy came from another city, and he. And he was hiding out in Rabbi Shuben Levi's basement. The city, they came to find him, and Rabbi Shuben Levi gave him over. V'hine Eliyahu Zal Yalef Mizgili Iluyei Veloy Izgali. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi had a chavrusa shaft with Eliyahu HaNavi on a daily basis, and all of a sudden he doesn't come. Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come. I mean, somebody didn't get caught up in the coffee room, so they're trying to figure out what happened to Eliyahu HaNavi. So Vitzum Kama Yomin, he fasted for a couple of days. Izgali, and then Eliyahu HaNavi came back to Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Amar loy ula masoris ani nigla. Eliyahu HaNavi says, "What do you want from me? I should come to a Moiser? Of course I'm not showing up to learn with you. You're a Moiser. Amalei v'lav Mishnah Sisi. What are you talking about? I did an open Mishnah on Trumas. I did a Mishnah on Trumas with the Yushalmi. That this guy was putting the whole city in danger, and they wanted him, and I saved him. What do you want from me? I gave him over. Amalei v'zu Mishnas Chasidim hi. You followed a Mishnah. Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come to every guy that follows Mishnayas. It's not Mishnas Chasidim. So the question is, what was the problem here? So the Gois Mamini wants to say, well, because this person that ran away wasn't Chayv Misa, really. And therefore, obviously, Yerushua ben Levi didn't Avera. So if he didn't Avera, must be passing like Reish Lakish. He can only give someone over as Chayv Misa. Zok the Bakna has no Shaychis. Because it's not a question of Mishnas Chasidim, not Mishnas Chasidim then. Then he's Tam Azoy Taka Moiser. It sounds like, no, Zakta Bach, the Ovada we paskin, the guy was Chayv Misa, we paskin like Rabbi Shalkish, and you're allowed to give him over. But, Lav Mishchas Chasidim just means, to a real Chasid, Hashem wouldn't have made this happen. You're right, you did the right thing. But it has to be that punk, the guy came to your house, and you have to be the guy that gives it over. If you were in Taka such a Darga of Gilui Elio, Hashem wouldn't have made it that the guy had to run to your basement and you have to be the one giving. It's not a nice thing that you are the one that gave him over. So I'm a mechuyev to come do Gilui Elio to a guy, to somebody who, even though it wasn't his fault, gave over someone to the guy. So that's how he wants to So that's how the Bach learns Yerushalmi. That's what the Rambam means. It's not lechatchila. What do you mean it's not lechatchila? The whole city's in danger, and the goyim are coming. Lechatchila, you're calling the goyim. I mean, what does Rambam mean bachlal? It's not lechatchila. It's bidyevet, obviously. The goyim are here, and no one wants to give over anybody. It means it's not mishnas chasidim that you should go look for this type of thing. Don't be the guy, Mr. Hero, that, oh, I'm saving the whole city. No, you shouldn't be the guy saving the whole city at the expense of killing another yid. Before you kill people, no, make sure we know what we're doing, right? So that's how the Bach learns. Okay, it's a fascinating Indian over here. But Akoponim zokt the Bach. Go to the next column in the Bach. Unbelievable what he says here. He says, "Ume ata, navoi lenido in didan." Based on everything I taught you, now let's go to our psak. Mivur ki nira mivur ki komashem avakshem hama alilim min akal kishemiyachdim laploini va'omrim tein lanu oisoi. Give us the guy who stole the getchka, whatever. V'nase boy kach v'kach. Oy atem tichnesu la'oinish ze. Bein sheoisa sheila hi sheilas hariga bein sheilas yisurim va'einshem she'enem shel misa oy sheila mamin bavad hine im oisa yehudi chayiv bekach if the yid that they're asking for is chayiv ayidei ma'isav she'osa keneged hagoyim because he did something, for lack of a better word, he did something dumb against the goyim. They're sitting here taking a guy to death for stealing the avodah zarah. Now the guy on the way to death row says, "Hey, now you take it." I mean, why would you do that? You know that they're not happy with this thing. They're killing the guy, and he got killed. And now they're upset at the whole community. Now you're saying, "Oh, but I'm going to be the hero and Viter hide it." So he says, "You did something against the goyim." That's the line of the Bach. The person was gurmit to himself. We are not mechuyev to go ahead and save him at our own expense. The guy took the thing in front of the goyim. Shaya kis shalai. Bein shekibul oisai de acha. However, he got it. Becholin yinvade amrinan ma'acha. The iu garam lenafshe. Lekabel akis befnei hagoyim. Me'oisai yehudi shenis alilu olav. V'loi chashash shemagam alav yalilu. He didn't think that maybe they're going to come after him also. Imkein hu gufei maser atzma l'sakonazu. He put himself into that danger for by accepting the package. She exeru alav shiyamud l'mishpa b'dineim al davar akis shekibah v'lachim reshoin anachnu l'moisrei oisai b'yadeim l'mishpa. We are allowed to give him over. The Bach Paskins, in this case, to protect the city, they're allowed to give him over. I have a pidika sakonis nefashis. The kivin sheyichdu vu chayiv kain b'dineim. If they kill him, he deserves it. Now, what do you mean he deserves it? Why do you deserve it? Go find me a pasuk in the Chumash that says if you steal an avodah zarah from someone, you're chayiv misa. Yaakov Avinu and Rachel did it, right? So, find me a pasuk that says that if you steal an avodah zarah from a goy, you're chayiv misa. What does he mean he's chayiv? He means that he did something against the government and the government thinks that this is the appropriate punishment and frankly, from their perspective, maybe it makes sense. So he's chayiv. He did it to himself. And since he deserves the punishment from himself, ein anachnu chayovim b'damav el damav b'rosh et garmel and afshay.
One person saying that we could have heard of Shulchan Levi also, he was chayiv before he came into the...
Ah, v'af apida Rambam kosav de'in morinikin l'chatchila. Either Rambam says not to do it l'chatchila. That's when they want to kill him beferish, like the story of Yeshua ben Levi. It's not Mishnah's chassidim to go be the hero and kill the other guy. But here we don't know if they're going to kill him. We just know that they're going to put him, they're going to be maimed him b'mishpat. We don't know what the sentence will be. And therefore, since it's not for sure that they're going to kill him, it's not even a lack of Mishnah's chassidim. So it sounds like he holds it's not even a lack of Mishnah's chassidim if they're not going to for sure kill the guy. So according to this Bach, somebody that did something which was basically
illegal,
and he had no right to do it, and whatever punishment he's going to get, he deserves alpi dina de malchusa, and, you know, when he thinks he's going to be the groisa chacham that doesn't get caught, right? Lamaisa, if he's putting other people in danger, the people are allowed to say he's the guy that did it, according to the Bach.
Even if everyone's doing it?
Well, then it goes to the last case. If he's just a scapegoat and he's not really chayiv of that punishment. Oh. Now, the case of what everyone's doing is like this. So, comes the Chazon Ish, which is at the end of the pamphlet. The Chazon Ish has an entire siman on this Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi with the Sheva ben Bichri and that whole story. So Zok the Chazon Ish, where it's the arrow on the front, he says, I wrote a whole Shtek HaTorah. Agar Koisvi, after I wrote the Shtek HaTorah, he sakti Tshuvas HaBach. I got a hold of this Tshuvas HaBach. V'shom b'simen mem gimel haya hanidoin, they had a nidoin, she'halilu al Yehudi Echad, he brings the case. Now the next paragraph, V'habach sham pirish, ha'detanya b'taysefta, amr mishu b'medra amr mishu b'mifnim b'chutz, tzoloimar, if that's the Bach's psak, if everyone is in danger and they want someone specific and that person specific is chayiv, you can give it over. Okay, go to the next page. Harayesh lumoid. The davka chayiv misa b'dinei Torah k'sheva ben bruchi demarad b'malchei bezdin. Ma inyan chiyuv b'dineiim lekan, says the Chazon Ish, when we say that we pass on Kresh Lakish, that you can only give someone over who's chayiv misa, it has to be that he's chayiv misa b'dinei Torah. But if he's chayiv misa according to the government, ma inyan chiyuv b'dineiim kan. What do I care that the guy's chayiv according to the legal system? He could get away, but it's his fault. What means his fault? They make stuff up, these people. So they made a lot of time. My father was involved in a case. That basically, it actually wasn't here, but And basically, the day before the case, it was a very big case. It was in Israel, and the day before it was regarding the biggest holding company in the country, a multi-billion-dollar company. And the day before the case, they passed a law that would determine they passed a law specifically for this case, basically.
Typical for Israel.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So they passed a law. Basically, my father was representing an investor from outside the country, and he said that someone from outside the country has such and such zchuyos that someone from the country could buy him out and make him go bankrupt or whatever. They passed a law, and then the next day was the case. So, Zakta Chazon Ish, people make stuff up. I mean, so because that's the law now, all of a sudden, you're going to give the guy over? It has to be that it's always katan apidine Torah. That's the Chazon Ish Shita. Apidine Torah, the person has to deserve this punishment. So now, this is the most common case, because very rarely does the sentence apid halacha match up with the sentence, the legal sentence. It sounds like the consequence has to match. So it's kimat not shayach to do it. So now you have a bach versus a chazon ish. Now you're back to our klal, of Rav Moshe's klal that we started this whole sugya with. A safik on mesira, a safik olam haba l'chumra. Right? It's not so poshut over here what to do. Now maybe you'll say, well, I mean, if I don't do it and I'm allowed to, I'm putting everyone else in danger. So that's what we have gedolim for. And you gotta know what to do. But based on what we know, that makes sense why Chaim Kanievsky passed like the Chazon Ish in that case. Right? So I did see in this sefer he wants to make a nice pshara between the Bach and the Chazon Ish. So right now again we have three categories. We have a case where the person who's putting everyone else in danger is chayv al pi din Torah. We're saying that's pashut that you're chayv. Then we have the case where the person who's putting the people in danger is completely pashut. He didn't do anything wrong, really. He's just being used as a scapegoat. That you should not be, you're not allowed to be moiser at all. Then you have the middle case where the person who's chayiv, the person is chayiv apidine de machusa, but he's not chayiv apidine Torah. That's the machlokes between the Bach and the Chazon Ish, if you're allowed to give him over. Zok the Sefer Mishpat HaMazik, Sayyid in Kiryat Sefer, he wants to say Gishmak Pshara between the two. And he has about 10 pages to prove it. But basically, he wants to say that the Pshara is, what was the Kavana of the person when he did it? If the Kavana of the person to do it, no, he knew he was going to get caught, and he knew that they were going to come after him, and he knew everything, and he specifically put this guy in his stead so that when they come after him, which they will, and they're going to give him this thing, they're specifically going to go after this guy instead of him. Suddenly he's a flat-out roidif, and he was mechavin, basically lahedya, to put this other guy in danger, so the other guy is not mechuyiv to go and But if that wasn't his intention, he's running his business, and the maisa, like this case we said let's assume the case of the investor. I don't know, I'm running the business. The other guy has his business. He's doing all these deals. He's not trying to specifically hide his money with me and get me in trouble, right? get the real estate guy in trouble. He happened to be. He bought some real estate with his dirty money, and he wasn't looking for a place to hide his money and get other people in trouble. So then that's where the Chazon Ish would say it's a problem. So according to that, I think it's a very nice, it's a very understandable pshara, that even according to the Chazon Ish, but if you have a guy, let's say, like we said before, he has this dirty money, he has this illegal drug money or whatever, and then he needs a place to put it. And so he figures out a way to get an all cash deal, and then all of a sudden if they ever locate the money, it's over there, and that deal, I don't have it. And he knows all that. And he knows that they're going to come after that person. And he specifically put the other person in trouble. Then he would be allowed to give him over. But if that wasn't the case, then there would be the Machlokes Chazon Ish and the Bach. And ask an Adam Gadol what to do in that case. But that's pretty much the would be the setup.
Also the same case. He was already high of Misa the time he went hiding. Somebody who was ready that he was high at Misa, So when he came into the city, he was a Raidif at that point.
You say, why is it lack of Mishnas Chassidim?
Why is it? Yeah, it should be that he's a
writer
at that point.
No, going to the Bach's Teich of that Gemara, it's not Akasha. The Bach is just saying the lack of Mishnas Chassidim is because why did it have to be you?
Okay.
Hashem should have put him in someone else's basement. There's plenty of people that would not mind being the guy, you know, that saved the community at the expense of someone else. Right? Didn't have to be Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. That's the Bach saying. Okay, so that's the setup over here of the sugya. I think at this point, any sugya that we're going to learn is going to be less interesting than this. But this is unbelievable inyanim over in Shin Pei Ches. So like this, so the schedule is going to...